And I know this, that there are very strong views on both sides, and these things need to be discussed. We can't, for example, slavery is discussed all the time. There's no one who comes up and says, don't discuss slavery, otherwise we will remove you from your job. But what these people are doing is that if their viewpoint is criticized or looked at and discussed and the war is put in its own context, then they go crazy and they start attacking and trying to, they don't argue. They have nothing to say at all, except that, how dare you? How dare you speak against something which is sacred to them? What I say to them is that I am against the suffering of all human beings, whether those are Jews or Germans or Russians or the British or the French or Africans. All these people suffered in the war. In fact, people who suffered more than the Jews were the Russians. They had the highest number of casualties in the Second World War, and the Jews suffered a lot. Hitler hated them, and he did some terrible things to them. And of course, there are some exaggerations in the stories about the Holocaust, which have been pinpointed by critics of those studies. And I point out, see, this was an exaggeration. What about Germans? Germans have suffered tremendously. Every German city was wiped out by the Allies, by the British Air Force, by the American Air Force. After Hitler had collapsed, he had no defenses left. They still kept bombing women and children. And now those documents are coming out. See, one problem with the people who write about the Second World War, they don't know that 50 years after the war, documents which had been classified, they started coming out. And the Russians released documents, the British released documents, and the Germans released documents, which had been classified till that time. And people like David Irving and other historians, they have studied those documents and they pointed out that the original war propaganda was not exactly right.
Okay. But
that was the problem.
Now back to the rally. What did you mean when you stated Muslims should rise up against this hydra-headed monster which calls itself Zionism? Because Zionism, when doing my research, I came up with the definition that Zionism is a policy for establishing and developing a national homeland for Jews in Palestine. More or less, I assumed in a peaceful mean, trying to build a community around it. Do you see a different definition? Or?
No, I'm afraid Zionism really means the use of organized force with the backing of European powers to take over a land which belonged to the Palestinians. This land did not belong to the Jews for 1,000, 2,000 years.
Now, as far as belonging, do you mean owning, or like, is it a problem that Jewish people want to settle on this land, or is it?
It's a very serious problem, because you see, someone wants my home and says, well, 2,000 years back, my ancestors used to live on this land, then I need proof for that. And I don't see that anyone has the right to force me to leave my home. What these people have done is, because the Europeans were victorious in the Second World War, they used the power of Britain and America to go into Palestine, take it over by force, and they call it Israel. Now, this kind of forcible eviction of 4 million Palestinians is called genocide. By any definition, it's genocide. You can't remove an entire population because your book says that God gave you this land. No, you can't remove 4 million. You see there, for example, look at the America. We have 12 million, they say, undocumented people from Mexico and other places. If America were to evict even 1 million out of the 12 million, there would be an outcry all over the world. Now, these people evicted 4 million people, do not want them to come back. And in the areas which are not under Israeli control, like Gaza, very poverty-stricken area, where there is a government democratically elected by Muslims, these Israelis want to destroy them by physical force. They have even used, just before President Obama came into power, they used phosphorus, other, you know, weaponry which is illegal, to destroy this population of Gaza. So my position is that Israel is a state which has committed horrible human rights violations.
For, real quick, just for the listeners that may not be familiar with Zionism and this whole controversy, how long has the battle between Palestine and Israelites, I guess, been going on?
Israel was established in 1948. And these people were mostly secular. We should not confuse them with the Israelites who are mentioned in the Bible and in the Quran. You know.